I went to Berlin and other war-torn cities on the continent with little more than £5 in my pocket at the age of 17.
Order! Order!
You know, not in my worst nightmares did I think this would end up days away from a no-deal exit, leading to food and probably medical shortages, chaos in our ports, fears about the Union, and a catastrophic fall in our standing in the world, as Vincent Cable has pointed out.
Order, order.
Nobody voted for this mess. Nobody. I blame the charlatans who peddled the falsehoods that this would be easy. It would be cost-free.
Betty Boothright. Betty Boothright doing the Doothroyd. We are through, and there's nothing we can do. Betty Boothright. Betty Boothright doing the Doothroyd. We are through, and there's nothing we can do.
We've been living in clover afterwards. And what does it say, my friends, about our politics? That those who led the falsehoods are among the favourites to become the next Prime Minister. I wouldn't trust them to run my bath, let alone run my country. I say to Mrs. May, whether she's in Berlin or Paris, you've tried, Theresa, to make this work. And Mr. Corbyn, I think, in recent days, has had a go, he's tried to help. But listen to me.
Betty Boothroyd, Betty Boothroyd doing the Doothroyd. We are through, and there's nothing you can do. Oh, Betty Boothroyd, Betty Boothroyd doing the Doothroyd. We are through, and there's nothing we can do. Oi!
Both of you. Brexit isn't working.
Order!
Europe needs us just as much as we need Europe. And it's time to stop fiddling for a solution.
Betty Boothroyd, Betty Boothroyd doing the Doothroyd. We are through, and there's nothing we can do. Now Betty Boothroyd, Betty Boothroyd doing the Doothroyd. We are through, and there's nothing we can do. Oi!
It's time to implement the solution. But I tell you, it's a solution that Brexiteers fear. It's a solution called the People's Vote.